taking the Tarawih Salah, the 12th Juz, Surah Hud, and Surah Yusuf, a portion of Surah Yusuf was recited. In the beginning of Surah Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have sent this kitab down, the Quran Kareem. The ayat are very, very firm and strong. There will never be a change in the ayat of the Quran Sharif. It will never become abrogated till Qiyamah. So they are very firm, and they have been explaining great detail from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has knowledge of everything. And what is the object of the Quran Sharif? Two things. Number one, Allah ta'budu illallah, to become a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to humble ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, that we've got weaknesses and faults within ourselves. We will make a lot of mistakes in life. So make istighfar and tawbah. Astaghfiru rabbakum thumma tubu ilayhi. Pass your past life. Make istighfar. Ask Allah ta'ala to forgive you. And then turn your attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Start going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each time you fall down, you wake up and you continue your journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The great benefit is, yumatti'akum mata'an hasanan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you an enjoyable life until the time, ila ajalim musamma, till a certain time. Enjoyable life. Allah will give a person a life of contentment, happiness of the heart. It doesn't mean only physically a person will have many bounties, but sometimes the person has nothing at all, but he's happy in the heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him contentment. Allah will give him peace of mind. And thereafter, in the year after, Allah ta'ala, according to each person's rank, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a person, يُؤْتِ كُلَّ ذِي فَضْلٍ فَضْلًا, according to what he has done in this life, how much he has prepared, so much Allah ta'ala will give him. And Allah will give him far greater than that amount, but it's according to a person's effort in which he makes in life. If we turn away, then the Anbiya alayhi wasalam are told to tell the people, I fear upon you people a very severe punishment. And when is the punishment? For a punishment, you have to have a court case. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is a court case. It is by me. In Allahi marji'ukum. You have to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be huzuri presence. And any court, any judge has to have power to enforce any law. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah has got full power to enforce his laws. And a judge cannot just pass a decision without knowledge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, knowledge, we've got knowledge of everything. Allah innahum yasnuna sudurahum liyastakhfu min. The people are, whatever they're trying to hide in this world, everything what they are doing, Allah is fully aware of this. يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. What people are concealing, what people are doing openly, Allah even knows, بِذَاتِ sudur, what is in the secrets, which are in the heart of a person. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in this world, a person normally is frightened, that where I'm going to get my rosy and sustenance, if I'm going to make making the ibadat of Allah ta'ala, worshiping Allah ta'ala. So Allah says, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There is no creature on the surface of the earth moving, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken responsibility to give it his rosy and sustenance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got knowledge of everything. Allah is the one who created the heavens and the earth in a period of 6 days. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his arsh at that time was upon water. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ وَعَمَلًا. That Allah wanted to test you people. Ya Allah wanted to show his qudrat. The arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a big and huge creation of Allah ta'ala, but it's on water. How Allah has got what a deep qudrat. They don't know, water which is something which is like light. And the heavy arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was placed upon that. And Allah ta'ala says, there's a whole object of creating these heavens and the earth. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ وَعَمَلًا. To test you people, to see which of you does the actions in the best of ways. You know, Mufassirin write, is that أكثر وعملا, but أحسن وعملا, حسن, beauty in actions. And they say, how does a person get beauty? What is the meaning of beauty in actions? اتباع sunnat. Person will follow the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You follow sunnat, and you will get beauty in your actions, compared to another person who is doing many actions, but not according to the sunnat. So this person, Allah is testing to see who will have the best of actions, closer to the sunnat. And the second condition they say is ikhlas and sincerity. A person, the more sincerity a person has got, there'll be more husn and beauty in a person's action. So not only aktharu amala, a person makes abundance of ibadat, but he has to create quality, not only quantity, but quality has to be created in that ibadat. And quality will be created by ittiba'i sunnat and by ikhlas and sincerity. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, the theme of the surah is the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make tawbah and istighfar before time of death comes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that people in this world, non-Muslim people, when the conditions come in life, they take everything as it has happened by chance. If Allah's ni'mat and bounty comes upon them, or it's taken away from them, they lose hope, because they realize it's happening in the world, it just happened like this. It's by coincidence. And if ni'mat and bounties come to them, they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say, no, this evil has gone away from me. No attribution to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people of Iman, difficult conditions come, they understand it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good conditions come, they also understand it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are safe from this, the wrong thoughts which the non-Muslim people have, or the people who are far from deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the person whose object of life is only the dunya, and the beauties of this dunya. نُوَفِّي إِلَيْمَ عَمَالَهُمْ فِيهَا. In this world, even if he does good actions, whatever he does, we will give him the reward in full. He will get all whatever he has to get in this world. nothing short will be given to him. But in the year after, there is nothing for him, illa nar, besides the fire of Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala protect and save us, that we make the dunya the object of our life. Thereafter, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions the incidents of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam in great detail. And the object of this all to show that those who followed Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, they were successful. And the Anbiya alayhi salam came and told the people, follow the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, make tawbah istighfar. Your past life, ask Allah for forgiveness. Turn over a new leaf. See how Allah's help will come to you. But unfortunately, they were not prepared to accept. Those who accepted, Allah Ta'ala saved and protected them. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he went to his people and he gave them da'wat. Ya qawmi la as'alukum alayhi mala. I'm not asking you people for money. My reward is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The poor people were prepared to accept the da'wat of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. So, and the rich people came and they said, no, you must chase the poor people away. We'll never sit with them. Nuh alayhi salam said, they are the people of Iman. They have got the reality of Iman. How can I chase them away? And I sit with you people. And the people who've got deen in their lives, the pious people, I must chase them away. And they ask him for all for miracles, etc. This is not the work of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. They do show miracles in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's not necessary for a Nabi to show whatever miracle the people are asking of him. So any other people said that you for too long now, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, bring your punishment, whatever you want to. So Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was given a command by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to build a ship. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam started building the ship. And every time the people were going past him, they started mocking Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and laughing at them. He said, you can mock at us, no problem. But eventually we will see what is the final result for the pious and the righteous people. And then eventually the rains came down and all of these people were destroyed except the people who had Iman. Even Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's wife, she also was amongst the wrongdoers. She passed away. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's one son, he did not come onto the ship with Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. So Nuh alayhi salam said, Ya Bunayya irkab ma'ana. Come on the ship with us and do not be amongst the kuffar and the disbelievers. He said, no, I will go to the mountains, high mountains. It will save me from the water. He said, today nobody, no one can help you from the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And anyhow, the wave came and eventually he was destroyed. And the waters came and everybody on the surface of the earth was destroyed. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he made dua to Allah ta'ala. He said, oh Allah, my son was amongst my family members. You promised me my family members will be saved. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh Nuh alayhi salam, you do not have knowledge. You should not speak in those things. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says that most likely the son of Nuh alayhi salam was a munafiq, a hypocrite. So Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam wasn't aware of his kufr, which he had within himself. So anyhow, that is why Nuh alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala said, you should not do so. And eventually Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said, oh Allah, I seek your protection. And I do not want to be amongst the jahilins and the ignorant people. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the people came down, the people of Iman, and with barakat, with salamati, safety and protection. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi says that the step of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam in today's time is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. A person will hold on to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he will be on the step of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and how they were saved, inshallah, that person also will be saved. Thereafter, Allah ta'ala mentions Hud alayhi salatu wasalam went to the people, Qawm Aad. He also told his people, make istighfar, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yurisil istama'a alaykum midrara. Allah will send rains upon you people in abundance, in torrents. Wayazidkum quwwatan ila quwwatikum. Allah will increase your strength. Whatever strength you've got, Allah will give you physical strength, monetary strength, all kinds of strength, spiritual strength, when a person will make tawbah and istighfar. These people are not prepared to accept. And they tried to do all of their plannings against Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. Eventually they were destroyed. Salih alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people. He also told them, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ مِكِ اسْتِغْفَارِ and توبة. But they were not prepared to accept. And he said, when you were young, we had a lot of hopes in you. You'll become a great person. Now you come in and you're telling us all of these things about akhirat, about the life of the year after. You're making all stories. And we thought you'll become a rich person, you'll become a wealthy person, you'll become an honor for the community. But you unfortunately destroyed yourself. And what you are speaking. But anyhow, Salih alayhi salatu wasalam tried to explain to the people. He brought a miracle from the side of Allah Ta'ala, the camel. And unfortunately, only one person accepted the da'wat of Salih alayhi salatu wasalam after seeing the clear sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then even worse, they tried to destroy the great sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So eventually they too were destroyed. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam went to the people and he tried to encourage them to come towards Iman and Islam. These people unfortunately were not prepared to accept. And they were involved in the evil action of homosexuality. And when the angels eventually came, they came with two works. One, they went to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to give him glad tidings. He was a pious servant of Allah Ta'ala. They gave him glad tidings. Allah will give you a son, and a whole progeny will come up from there. We're going to destroy one nation, but another nation will be created from here. The pious and the righteous, Allah Ta'ala keeps their progeny of khair and goodness, and a lot of goodness comes out from them. And here, the evildoers, they will be completely destroyed. So anyhow, they went to the place, and they were doing an upside down action. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them in an upside down way. The whole city, land was taken up and thrown down. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stones were taken. And the names of each person was written on the stones. And it rained down upon these people. And they were completely destroyed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you are, O people of Makkah, you're not far from these people. On your travels, you go past them. Take lesson in the what we call the Dead Sea, where Lut alayhi salam's people were destroyed. Till today, Allah has kept the sign there. That this is the punishment of the homosexuals. People who follow their desires, they do whatever they want to, and these people were destroyed in that manner. Then eventually, Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam went to the people of Madian, and these people were used to cheat in their business dealings and transactions. And the reason why they cheated was because iman wasn't in their heart. Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is watching me. I have to answer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing he gave them da'ut was towards Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And he explained to the people, do not cheat in your business dealings. They mocked him and they said, oh Shu'aib, is your salat stopping you or commanding you must stop us from doing whatever we want to in our money? And naf'ala fi amwalina, it's our money. We can do in our money whatever we want to. Exactly the same sentiments which were established from Qarun. He said, it's my money. I made so much of effort. I got this money. It's ours. We can do what we want to. Whereas a believer, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ, Allah is the one who has given us rozi and sustenance. وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ مَالِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ, the money of Allah which Allah has given to you. So it's Allah's money, but Allah has given it to you as an amanat and a trust. So I have to get the money in the right way, and I have to spend the money in the right way. Anyhow, he explained to his people, they were not prepared to accept him. They even actually, they said, we will actually have stoned you, and you got no honor by us. But anyhow, they were not prepared to accept, and they were eventually destroyed. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to Fir'aun, and Fir'aun's work was to break off ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the makhluk. They must break off, they must build up their ta'aluk with him, with Fir'aun, with a human being, with a person. But anyhow, he destroyed himself and he destroyed all of his people. After mentioning these seven incidents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are the incidents which we have mentioned to you. We did not oppress them, but they oppressed themselves. All of the deities and the gods who they used to call besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could not help and assist them in the least. But, and this is not only for them. وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَى وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ. In the similar manner, Allah ta'ala kept hold of villages, of cities and towns when the people are oppressive. It has happened, إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ عَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ. Allah is catching and getting hold of people is very severe and very powerful. And there are many signs for the people who fear the adab of the akhirah, the life of the year after. Remember, we have to stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتُ. Remain steadfast as how you have been commanded, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ, and those who make tawbah with you. And وَلَا تَدْخَوْ, do not exceed the bounds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, do not even incline slightly, not to amilan in qalbi also, with your heart also, إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, to the zalims and oppressors. Otherwise the fire of Jahannam will touch you. What then will be the punishment of those people themselves who are the oppressors and the zalims and the wrongdoers? But do not even incline towards them, because you will also fall into that group. وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ. There will not be any helpers besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your help, no help and assistance will come to you. What you must do, أَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. You be particular with your salat, day and night, portion of the night, all of five first salats, and even nafal salat, some of the ulama have mentioned. And whatever good actions you do, all the evil actions will be wiped off because of the day. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, why wasn't there in the past nations, people will stop the people from fasad when people are doing wrong. There should be one jamaat, one group of people stopping the people. This is one reason why Allah sent punishment upon people. And the second one was, وَاتَّبَعَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَا أُتْرِفُوا فِيهِ وَكَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ. People became too involved in luxuries, in enjoyments of life, fulfilling of their desires. And this also led the person out to turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then eventually these people also were completely destroyed. The next incident is Surah Yusuf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to as أَحْسَنُ الْقَصَصِ, the best of incidents, the best of stories, of parables. The ulama say that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the incident of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Yusuf alayhi salam's incident comes once in the Quran Sharif. Other Anbiya alayhi salam are mentioned in different places. But here, one place it comes, and all the incidents, whether the king is mentioned, the subject is mentioned, the tricks and of the women folk are mentioned, sleep is mentioned, dreams and real life is mentioned also, how to run a country is mentioned, how to live as a slave is mentioned. What and what things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made jama'ah and Allah ta'ala has gathered all of those things. Those people who the human sentiments and feelings of jealousy, of giving preference to other people, of da'wat and calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many what and what incidents are mentioned. Human beings are mentioned here. Animals are mentioned in the story. Jinnat are mentioned. Shayateen are mentioned. All different things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned from the youth of a person. When a person becomes old also Allah has mentioned all of that there in great abundance, in great detail. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said to his father, I see him in a dream. There's 11 stars and the sun and the moon making sajda to me. He said, oh my son, do not tell your brothers this dream, because I know they've got a bit of enmity and hatred for you, some jealousy they've got for you. And Shaitan is a severe and open enemy for a person. He will try to cause tafriq and try to cause division amongst you all. But anyhow, the brothers came to know of Yusuf alayhi salam's dream somehow. So their jealousy even increased more. And they decided to get rid of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. It shows that these were the children of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam definitely made effort on them. He made a tarbiyah. He tried to. But a person can even go misguided. Only Allah Ta'ala is the one who can guide a person towards righteousness. Eventually Allah Ta'ala gave them hidayat also. But jealousy and all of these qualities are found in every human being. A person has to make an effort to remove these sicknesses, spiritual sicknesses within himself. It doesn't matter whose house to grow up, a house of an alim or a great person, a buzru, whoever it is. The person, every single person has to make his own effort to make his islah, to reform himself. Otherwise these qualities come into a person. So anyhow, one of them said they did not kill Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, rather they threw him in one well. So they threw Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in a well, and they came to their father with some stories that one wolf has eaten Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and they were crying and they were making all of stories. Anyhow, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam said, I leave the matter in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows best, and I will make sabr, and I will sabrun jameel. The sabr in which there is no shikwa, there is no shikai, there is no complaint against the makhluk in creation, but I will put my matters in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyhow, some people found Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He was taken to Misr, and there another very big imtihan was given to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, where the house in which he was staying, a very beautiful woman, Zulaykha, she tried to seduce Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And this was a test of the amanat and trustworthiness of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala tests a person. Allah wants you to give him the amanat and the trust of the whole country, whole of Misr in his hands. So before this one small imtihan was taken, whether Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is a trustworthy person or not, and Allah Ta'ala established it. Then anyhow, young, beautiful woman, she's the master and he's a slave. And in one house, they're alone. She's a woman of wealth. He's a stranger. There's no family people around him to stop him. So all the means for committing evil was there. She locked the doors also and she called him. But he said, Ma'azallah, I seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First he remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is my Rabb and creator and sustainer. How Allah has looked after me. What favors Allah has done upon me. How can I break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And in no life, لِحُظَّالِمُونَ If I am a zalim and an oppressor, I can never be successful in life. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّدْ بِي She had a strong intention for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He also, the thought came into his mind. He was a human being. The thoughts will come on a hot day, a person is fasting, and the desire comes to drink the water. He doesn't drink the water, he'll get double sawab. So the thought comes to a human being. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had seen the proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some say the proof of Allah was that Yusuf alayhi salam had the yaqeen already from beforehand that Allah is watching me. Or there's other signs also ulama have mentioned. Anyhow, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam didn't say now make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Hazrat mentions, Hazrat Rakib Sahib rahmatullah alayhi to mention, when the guna and the time came now, wastabaqa al-bab, Yusuf alayhi salam ran away from that place where the sin was taking place. This woman, she tried to grab Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah made it such, when they come to the door, the master is standing there. And then this is the disloyalty of the people, of the lovers of this dunya. Immediately she says, what is the punishment of that person who wanted to do wrong to me? She was the one who was doing the wrong, but now she changed the story completely. Adam has locked him up in jail or give him a severe punishment. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, no, she is the one who did wrong to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to protect the chastity of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, made a small child in the cradle speak, and he gave a testimony in favor of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Anyhow, Aziz was a person who never has much morals, so he said, please make him off, overlook her, his own wife. Normally a person will divorce his wife. He said, overlook her. Then she made another plan. She got all the people of Misr together. They were speaking ill about her to show them that Yusuf alayhi salam is beauty, and they also must try to encourage Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to do evil with her. When all this woman came, Yusuf alayhi salam said, "Astijnu ahabu ilayya." Wallah, it's better for me to go to jail than compared to what all of these women are calling me towards. I'd rather go to but I am not breaking the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I am prepared to go to jail. Allah accepted his dua, and he removed all of the evils from them. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, after his honesty and his chastity was established also, still to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, was sent to jail. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam goes to jail, and some people come to him, and they ask him some interpretation of a dream. This was all Allah Ta'ala's system of working to how Yusuf alayhi salam will eventually come out of jail. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he sees an opportunity. I can't just give these people da'wat, one of them will be killed. I can't just tell them the interpretation, I must give them da'wat. So a da'i is such that every opportunity, even if he's in jail, when he sees people and he gives them the da'wah towards the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called them in a very beautiful way towards the deen of Islam, and then he eventually gave them the interpretation, and he told them, you must remember me by the king. But then, unfortunately, the shaitan made them forget ذِكْرَ رَبِّي فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِالْعَسِنِينَ. He had to stay for a couple of extra years in the jail. And then after so many years, now some ulama say 10 years, 12 years, whatever, the king, he himself had a dream, and none of the people were able to interpret the dream. This person who had come out from jail, the cupbearer, he remembered Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He goes and calls Yusuf alayhi salam. He gives the interpretation of the dream. The king is very surprised to hear this here. And now the king wants to call Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Yusuf alayhi salam said, I'm not prepared to come out of jail until my innocence is not proven. You must get sort out the whole case first and prove my innocence. And then when my innocence is proven, then I will come out of jail. So anyhow, then all the people were called again. The whole court case took place. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's innocence was proven, that he was a person of purity and chastity. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam did not want to come out of jail. And then people must always have something to point a finger upon him. That is why he did the whole of the things. And then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him honor and respect. And eventually he was taken out of jail. Inshallah, we will continue the incident tomorrow.